This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the Strong Method prepares your body language before you enter the room. Six steps that set your posture, presence, and physical confidence before a word is spoken. In short, this article teaches the six steps of the Strong Method as a physical expression system, showing you exactly how to prepare your body language before you walk into any high-stakes conversation, how to use posture and breath to reset your physical state in under 2 minutes, the specific body language signals each step of the method produces, when and how to apply the full ritual before real conversations. Definition: Strong Method body language refers to a six-step pre-conversation physical preparation ritual from Say It Right Every Time. It covers posture, breath, spatial orientation, and intentional non-verbal presence to ensure your body communicates confidence and respect before a word is spoken. Why your body speaks before you do. You have probably watched someone walk into a room and known, before they opened their mouth, that something was off. Their shoulders were drawn in, their eyes moved too fast. Their feet were turned sideways, as if they were already planning the exit. They had not said a word, but the room had already formed an impression. That impression is physical expression at work. And here is the hard truth: if you have not prepared your body before a high-stakes conversation, your body will prepare itself, and it rarely chooses well under pressure. The Strong Method body language ritual gives you a structured way to take charge of what your body communicates before the interaction begins. I introduce this framework in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time, where I write about how confidence is not a feeling you wait for. It is the result of deliberate physical and mental preparation. In this article, you will learn all six steps of the method and exactly how each one shapes your physical presence. If you want to understand the broader confidence framework this ritual supports, how leaders can use the Strong Method to build synergy through every conversation takes the full method into team dynamics. Why physical structure matters more than you think. Most people believe body language is something you manage during a conversation.
It is not.
By the time you are already in the room, your nervous system has set the tone.
Your posture has already signaled tension or ease.
Your breathing has already told the other person's mirror neurons whether you're calm or rattled.
Having a structured physical preparation routine changes that. It means you work in having already made deliberate choices about how your body will show up.
Here are the specific moments where structured physical preparation makes the difference. Before a performance review, when anticipatory anxiety causes your chest to tighten and your eye contact to drop, a grounded posture and a deliberate breath reset can stop the spiral before it starts. Before delivering difficult feedback, when the urge to close your body off, cross your arms, or look away can signal guilt or aggression, a consciously open stance keeps the message clear and fair. Before a negotiation, when your physical state directly influences how the other person reads your confidence, entering with settled shoulders and steady eye contact shifts the dynamic before the first proposal is made. Before a team presentation, when nervous energy causes you to pace, fidget, or shrink into yourself, a practiced standing posture roots you in place and projects authority without aggression. Before any conversation where a relationship is under strain, when your body's instinct is to either confront or retreat, a structured physical reset keeps you in the middle ground where real connection can happen. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. Step 1. State your intention. Name and plain language summary. The first step of the Strong Method, state your intention, is about declaring to yourself, physically and mentally, what you are walking into the room to accomplish. This is not a vague mindset exercise. It is a physical act. You stand still. You name your intention aloud or silently, and your body organizes itself around it.
What it is designed for.
This step addresses the most common cause of poor physical presence, before conversations, vague or conflicted intention.
When you do not know what you are there for, your body broadcasts indecision through hunched shoulders, averted eyes, and restless movement. How it works.
Number 1.
Find stillness.
Before you move toward the room or person, stop. Plant your feet hip-width apart. Let your weight settle equally through both feet. This is not a posture tip alone. It is a neurological reset.
A body in motion stays anxious.
A body that stops briefly signals to itself that it is choosing, not reacting.
In practice,
you pause outside the meeting room door, feet flat, weight even, and let the corridor go quiet around you.
Number 2. Name your purpose in one sentence. Say it silently or quietly. Keep it specific to the outcome, not the emotion. I am here to give Marcus clear, specific feedback that helps him improve as a purpose. I want this to go well is a wish. In practice, you think clearly and precisely. I am here to agree on a new project timeline that works for both teams. Number 3. Let the intention settle into your posture. Notice whether your chest opens slightly or closes when you name the purpose. If it closes, revisit the intention. A closed chest on intention setting is your body telling you the purpose is about self-protection, not genuine engagement. In practice, you feel your shoulders drop a half inch. That is the body accepting the intention as honest. When to use it? Use this step before every high-stakes conversation, without exception. It takes 30 seconds. The higher the stakes, the more essential it is. When not to use it? This step is unnecessary before genuinely casual exchanges. Forcing a formal intention ritual before a brief hallway check-in creates unnecessary internal tension. A quick example in practice. Leaner has to tell her team leader that a deadline is not going to be met. She stops in the corridor. She plants her feet. She says quietly, "I'm here to be honest, offer a clear solution, and keep the relationship intact." Her shoulders drop. She pushes the door open with her chin level, not tilted down. Eamon's take. In 60 years of watching people communicate, I have never seen a strong physical presence that was not built on a clear internal purpose first. The body follows what the mind decides. Step 2. Take a breath. Name and plain language summary. The second step of the Strom method is a deliberate, controlled breath taken before you enter the conversation space. This is not decorative advice. Controlled breathing directly changes your physiological state, lowering cortisol, slowing your heart rate, and releasing the muscle tension that shallow anxiety breathing creates. What it is designed for. This step targets the physical symptoms of anticipatory anxiety, tight jaw, raised shoulders, shallow chest breathing, and the dry mouth that comes from sympathetic nervous system activation. It is the fastest physical reset available to you without any equipment or privacy required. How it works. Number 1. Breathe in slowly for 4 counts through your nose. Fill your lower lungs first, letting your belly expand before your chest rises. This diaphragmatic breath is the physical opposite of the shallow chest breathing anxiety produces. It signals safety to your nervous system. In practice, you breathe in, feel your stomach push slightly against your shirt, and count slowly 1, 2, 3, 4. Number 2. Hold for 2 counts. This brief pause is not about relaxation. It is about transition the moment between the state you are in and the state you are choosing. It gives your body a beat to shift gears. In practice, you hold. You are aware of your feet on the floor, your hands at your sides. Number 3. Exhale slowly for 6 counts through your mouth. The longer exhale activates the parasympathetic nervous system, the body's natural counterweight to anxiety. It physically drops your shoulders, unclenches your jaw, and steadies your hands. In practice, you exhale, feel your jaw unlock, and notice your shoulders settle an inch lower than they were. When to use it? Before any conversation where you noticed your breathing is shallow or your shoulders are raised. It takes 12 seconds. You can do it in a lift, a corridor, or a bathroom. When not to use it? Do not perform this so conspicuously in front of others that it draws attention or makes the other person feel they are waiting for you to compose yourself. A quick example in practice. James is about to deliver a project update to a senior director who has been critical in previous meetings. His chest is tight. He stops outside the lift, breathes in for 4, holds for 2, breathes out for 6. By the time the doors open, his hands are still. He walks in with his shoulders back and his gaze forward. Eamon's take. I have used this breath before difficult conversations for decades. It is the simplest tool in the kit, and I have never once regretted taking 12 seconds to use it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Respect all perspectives. Name and plain language summary. The third step, respect all perspectives, is a physical orientation exercise. Before you enter the room,
you deliberately shift your body posture from defensive to open. This is about the specific physical signals that communicate respect on crossed arms, a turned in orientation toward the other person, and a facial expression that signals genuine attention rather than judgment.
What it is designed for.
This step addresses the physical defensiveness that precedes difficult conversations. Even when you intend to listen, a tight jaw, crossed arms, or body angled away from the other person communicates the opposite. As I note in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time, technique is the what, but your physical bearing is the how.
The how is what they actually receive, how it works.
Number 1. Check your arms. Before entering, consciously uncross them and let them hang naturally at your sides or rest comfortably in front of you. Crossed arms are the most widely misread signal in communication. You may cross them because you're cold or thinking. The other person reads them as walls.
In practice, you notice your arms were folded and consciously release them.
Number 2.
Soften your jaw.
Clench your teeth and release. This simple physical action releases the tension in your master muscles that anxiety builds. A tight jaw changes your entire facial expression, making you look harder and more confrontational than you intend. In practice, you clench briefly, then release, and feel the muscles around your mouth relax.
Number 3. Set your orientation.
Decide now that when you enter the room, you will turn your body fully toward the other person rather than angling away. Full body orientation is one of the most powerful nonverbal signals of respect. It says you have my whole attention, not just the part of me that is facing you. In practice, you picture yourself stepping in, turning squarely, and making first eye contact with a slight nod.
When to use it?
Before any conversation that involves a difference of opinion, difficult feedback, or relationship under strain. The physical signals of respect de-escalate tension before language even enters the picture.
When not to use it?
In a genuinely casual setting, over-deliberate body orientation can feel performative and strange. Reserve this step for the conversations where the stakes are real. For more on how this kind of physical respect connects to empathy in team context, see how empathy bridges and team communication create the conditions for lasting synergy.
A quick example in practice.
Nadia is about to have a conversation with a colleague who has been resistant to her feedback. She catches herself outside the door with her arms folded and her jaw set. She stops and crosses, releases the jaw, and reminds herself, "I am walking in to understand, not to win." She steps in and turns fully toward him. He visibly relaxes.
Eamon's take.
People think respect is something you feel. In my experience, it is something you do with your body first, and the feeling often follows.
Step 4.
Offer specific examples. Name and plain language summary. The fourth step, offer specific examples, prepares your physical expression for the moment of concrete communication. The preparation here is about grounding your body in certainty before you speak. Vague physical signals, shifting weight, trailing gestures, looking away, accompany vague language.
Specific physical preparation accompanies specific content.
What it is designed for. This step directly connects your content preparation to your physical readiness.
When you know exactly what you're going to say and have rehearsed the specific examples you will use, your body carries that certainty.
Uncertain content produces uncertain physicality.
How it works.
Number 1. Review your specific examples physically. Before entering the room, bring your key example to mind and say it through once, quietly. Notice what your hands do. If they drop and go still, your body is ready. If they flutter or you feel the urge to gesture vaguely, rehearse once more until the content settles.
In practice,
you say under your breath, "On March the 4th, the report was submitted 2 days late," and feel your feet settle.
Number 2. Set your hands deliberately.
Before you enter, decide where your hands will rest when you're listening flat on the table, loosely folded, or at your sides. Hands that have nowhere to go become distractions, fidgeting, drumming, or reaching for your phone. Hands that have a resting position look composed.
In practice,
you decide your hands will rest loosely folded on the table while the other person speaks.
Number 3. Anchor your weight.
Specific content requires a grounded stance. Shift your weight slightly forward onto the balls of your feet, not dramatically, just enough to feel present, and leaning in rather than back on your heels. This physical posture signals engagement and directness.
In practice,
you feel the slight forward shift and recognize it as the posture of someone who has something real to say.
When to use it?
When your conversation involves concrete feedback, specific requests, or precise information. The more specific your content, the more important it is that your body matches the specificity when not to use it. This step is less critical in exploratory or brainstorming conversations where fluidity is welcome. Save the anchoring for moments that require precision. A quick example in practice. David is about to give a performance review. He has three specific examples prepared. Outside the door, he runs to each one quietly, and with each one he feels his posture settle. He decides his hands will rest on the folder in front of him. He enters with weight slightly forward and delivers each example with his eyes steady and his hands still. Eamon's take. I have watched people destroy perfectly good content with uncertain bodies. Prepare your words and your physical expression together, or the words will not land the way you intend. Step 5. Navigate to solutions. Name and plain language summary. The fifth step, navigate to solutions, prepares your body for the forward-facing part of the conversation the moment you shift from problem to possibility. The physical expression here is about posture that opens rather than closes, a subtle lean forward, a lifting of the eye line, and a softening of the brow that signals collaborative intent rather than continued confrontation. What it is designed for. This step addresses the physical collapse that often happens mid-conversation when things get tense. People literally shrink, they pull back, lower their eyes, and tighten their posture. Preparing for the solution phase before you enter the room means you have a physical gear to shift into when the conversation needs it. How it works. Number 1. Practice a forward lean. Before entering, practice a controlled lean forward from the hip, not the neck, of about 5 to 10 degrees. This is the body's universal signal of interest and investment. It says, I'm moving toward this, not away from it. In practice, you lean forward slightly, feel your weight shift, and hold the position for a breath. Number 2. Raise your eye line. Deliberately look upward slightly and forward, not at the floor. This is the physical posture of someone looking toward a future state rather than dwelling in a past problem. It physically counteracts the downward gaze of defeat or guilt. In practice, you lift your gaze from the corridor floor to straight ahead and feel the shift in your whole bearing. Number 3. Prepare an open hand gesture. Decide that at the moment you transition to solutions, you'll open one hand, palm up, toward the other person. This is one of the oldest physical signals of offering and collaboration. It is the nonverbal equivalent of let's find a way forward together. In practice, you open your right hand gently in front of you and feel the deliberateness of the gesture. When to use it? Before any conversation that contains a difficult section followed by a collaborative section, you need to be able to make the physical shift from challenge to possibility without the transition feeling awkward or forced. When not to use it? In purely informational conversations with no conflict or tension, this step is unnecessary. The gear it provides is only needed when there is a gear to shift from. For teams managing the transition from tension to collaboration, the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy addresses how emotional regulation supports the shift. A quick example in practice. Sarah enters a difficult conversation with her operations lead about a process that has been failing. She has practiced the lean and the open hand. 20 minutes in, when the problem has been named fully, she leans forward 5 degrees, opens her right hand slightly toward him, and says, "So here is what I think we could try." He mirrors the lean. The room shifts. Eamon's take. Here is the truth of it. Your body leads the conversation into solution territory before your words do. Prepare the physical transition before you walk in, and the verbal transition becomes easy. Step 6. Gain commitment to action. Name and plain language summary. The sixth and final step, gain commitment to action, is about preparing your body for the closing of the conversation the moment where agreement is sought and presence must be at its most direct and clear. The physical expression here is about squarely facing the other person, making steady eye contact, and using a posture that invites response rather than signaling that the conversation is over. What it is designed for. This step addresses the common physical mistake of winding down too early. Many people physically disengage before the commitment is actually secured. They break eye contact, shift their weight back, or reach for their phone. The other person reads this as the conversation ending, and the opportunity for genuine agreement is lost. How it works. Number 1. Prepare your closing stance. Before you enter, decide what your body will do in the final moments. Feet planted, body square, eye contact held, hands still. This is not aggressive. It is the posture of someone who expects a real answer and is prepared to wait for it respectfully. In practice,
You hold the stance for 5 seconds and notice how grounded it feels. Number two, plan your verbal physical coordination. When you ask for commitment, your words and your body must move together. Decide that when you ask the closing question, you will lean forward slightly and let silence follow.
Do not fill the silence with nervous movement. Let the stillness of your body reinforce the seriousness of the ask.
In practice, you practice the lean, the question, and then the deliberate stillness. Number three, prepare for a nod.
When the other person commits, a single slow nod from you closes the agreement physically.
It is not enthusiastic. It is the nod of someone who received what they came for and respects the commitment made.
Practice it once before you enter so it does not come out as something else under pressure.
In practice,
you nod once, slowly, and feel it land solidly rather than as a nervous tick.
When to use it?
In every conversation where a clear agreement or next step is needed. The physical close is as important as the verbal close.
When not to use it?
In informal or exploratory conversations where no commitment is being sought, this level of physical deliberateness can feel like pressure rather than clarity.
Read the context carefully.
For deeper guidance on how individual team members apply the full strong ritual, see how the strong method prepares individual team members for synergy-critical conversations.
A quick example in practice.
Michael closes a difficult boundary conversation by planting both feet, squaring his body, and asking clearly,
"Can I count on you to have this to me by Friday?"
He leans forward 5 degrees and goes still.
He waits.
His colleague says yes.
Michael nods once, slowly.
The conversation ends with a physical punctuation that leaves no ambiguity.
Eamon's take.
The close is where most physical preparation falls apart.
People relax too early.
Stay in your body until the door closes behind you. That is when the conversation is done.
How to choose the right step for your situation.
Knowing the 6 steps is only half the work. Knowing which step to emphasize in a given moment is the other half.
Situation, most critical step to emphasize.
You are walking in anxious and tight step 2.
Take a breath to reset your physiological baseline.
You are walking in angry or defensive step 3. Respect all perspectives to open your posture and soften your expression.
You are unclear on your purpose step 1.
State your intention to anchor your body in a clear purpose.
Your content is vague or unspecified step 4.
Offer specific examples to ground your body in certainty.
The conversation needs a shift from problem to solution step 5.
Navigate to solutions to prepare the physical transition.
A clear agreement must be reached step 6.
Gain commitment to action to close with physical presence and stillness.
In practice, more than one step may apply.
Before a performance review, you may need step 1 for clarity, step 2 for nerves, and step 4 for the specific content you are carrying.
Run all 6 as a single sequence and let the ones that matter most do their work.
The full sequence takes under 2 minutes.
When in doubt, start with the simplest preparation.
Complexity is not strength.
Common mistakes when applying the strong physical preparation.
Physical preparation only works when you treat it as practice, not performance.
Rushing through the steps without actually stopping.
The physical value of each step depends on you being genuinely still for a moment.
If you walk and breathe and run through intentions simultaneously, you're ticking boxes, not resetting your body.
Stop.
Do one step fully before moving to the next,
treating the breath as decorative.
Many people take a quick breath and consider it done.
The physiological reset requires the full 4-count inhale, 2-count hold, and 6-count exhale.
Half a breath does half the work.
Anxiety management and the amygdala hijack it prevents require the full sequence.
See what is the amygdala hijack and how it silently blocks team synergy in high-pressure moments for why this matters under pressure.
Preparing your posture and then abandoning it the moment you sit down.
The work done outside the room can be undone in seconds if you collapse into your chair, cross your arms, or let your eye contact drop the moment pressure arrives.
The preparation sets the baseline.
Discipline holds it.
Skipping the closing stance because you think the hard part is over.
Many people prepare well for the opening of a conversation and let their physical expression go vague at the close.
The commitment step requires your most deliberate presence.
Do not wind down before the agreement is made.
Performing the steps rather than doing them.
These are not poses for the other person.
They are genuine physical resets for you.
If you are doing them while thinking about how you look, they will not work.
The purpose is internal state change,
not impression management. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start applying the strong physical ritual today? Do not try to master all six steps at once. That is the fastest way to produce a self-conscious, mechanical version of something that should feel grounded and natural. Number 1. Start with one step for 1 week. Choose step 2, the breath reset, because it has the most immediate and measurable physiological effect. Practice it before every conversation this week, not just the difficult ones. You are building a reflex, not preparing for a specific event. Number 2. Add one step per week until the sequence is complete. After the breath feels natural, add the intention step, then the posture opening. Build the sequence gradually so each step has become practiced before the next is layered in. This is how the confidence competence loop I describe in Say It Right Every Time actually works. Small, specific wins compound into instinct. Number 3. Use low stakes conversations as practice ground. Before a routine check-in with a colleague, run through 2 or 3 steps. You are not over-engineering a casual conversation. You are building physical muscle memory, so the steps are available to you when the pressure is high and the margin for error is low. For guidance on building psychological safety that makes these conversations possible, see what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy, and how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy. Number 4. Review after each difficult conversation. Which steps held? Which did you abandon under pressure? That information tells you where your physical preparation needs more rehearsal, not more theory. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The Strong Method Body Language Ritual gives you a 6-step physical preparation system you can run in under 2 minutes before any high-stakes conversation. Your body sends signals before you speak, and those signals shape how everything you say is received. Preparing your physical expression is not optional. It is the foundation. Each step targets a specific physical pattern. Intention grounds your purpose. Breath resets your nervous system. Open posture communicates respect. Specific examples anchor your certainty. A solution posture prepares the transition. And a closing stance holds the space for genuine agreement. Rushed or performative preparation does not work. The value isn't actually stopping, actually breathing, actually shifting your stance, not in mimicking the steps while your mind races ahead. The method is fully explained in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time, alongside the Confidence Competence Loop and related frameworks for building unshakable physical presence. Start with one step. Practice it until it is instinct. Then add the next. For the full picture of how physical expression connects to psychological safety in teams, read What is Psychological Safety and How It Drives Team Synergy. For the emotional intelligence layer that supports this kind of preparation, the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy is the right companion piece. This much I know for certain: the room you walk into has already started reading you. The Strong Method Body Language Ritual is how you make sure what it reads is true. Frequently Asked Questions. What is the Strong Method Body Language Ritual? The Strong Method Body Language Ritual is a 6-step pre-conversation process from Say It Right Every Time. It prepares your physical presence before high-stakes interactions by grounding your posture, calming your nervous system, and setting a clear physical and mental intention before you enter the room. How does the Strong Method improve physical presence in conversations? The Strong Method improves physical presence by addressing your body before your words. Each step targets a specific aspect of nonverbal confidence, from breath control and posture to open body orientation. By the time you walk in, your body is already communicating readiness, calm, and respect. When should I use the Strong Method Body Language Preparation? Use the Strong Method Body Language Preparation before any conversation where the physical stakes are high performance reviews, difficult feedback sessions, negotiations, or team presentations. It takes under 2 minutes and is most effective when practiced regularly so the steps become automatic under pressure. Can body language preparation really change how a conversation goes? Yes, your physical state before a conversation directly shapes your nonverbal signals during it. Tense shoulders, shallow breathing, and a closed posture communicate anxiety before you speak. The Strong Method resets your physical baseline so your body reinforces your message rather than undermining it. How long does the Strong Method pre-conversation ritual take? The full six-step straw method pre-conversation ritual takes between 90 seconds and 3 minutes. With regular practice, the physical components, including posture adjustment, breath reset, and intention setting, can be completed in under a minute before even a spontaneous high-pressure exchange. Is the Strong Method body language system suitable for introverts? The Strong Method is particularly useful for introverts and anyone prone to anticipatory anxiety. The physical preparation steps regulate the nervous system before social pressure arrives. Rather than demanding extroverted energy, the method builds a quiet, grounded presence that reads as confident without requiring performance. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.